I'm sure if I listen to podcasts from back in 2016, 17, that I will see the changes that I have experienced, because recently times have been really good. And what I mean by that is in the realm of being able to do things for my daughter. Many years ago, and for many years, I would say for quite a few, I would have many ranting episodes about the challenges that I would have when I would try to have get-togethers with other parents for my child's sake. And simply because I wanted her to have socializing experiences with other kids. That's one of the things that in this world, and I mentioned this many times, the way we all do parenting when it comes to interacting with other kids is one where it was different than from me growing up. And part of that is engaging with other parents and building a comfort level with each other so that we can allow the kids to be hanging out and having a good time, right? So that was a very difficult thing for me for many, many years. And it was a sad and shocking reality that mommy cult was real. And mommy cult is one where if they love a dad, they love a dad is involved and fucking does everything for their daughter and posts it on Facebook. But if we don't know you, I'm still going to consider you a fucking creep. And I'm not going to have you around my child. And I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't even want to get to know you. Okay. And I've had so many of those experiences that I've documented. And it's been a very frustrating thing for me for many, many years. But the tables have turned, or the wheels are turning, let's just say better. Because now it got into a situation where there's less than a handful of moms but they fully trust me with their kids and being around them and having them doing things that for many years I've always wanted to do for my daughter. The heartbreaks that she had, the questions that I would get from her as to why doesn't so-and-so hang out with me? Why can't we hang out with her? And I'm like, well, listen, I mean, the mom is not wanting to talk to me. The mom is not wanting to engage with me. The mom is ignoring me. The mom is only wanting to talk to mom and to your mom. And all these different things that would come up that blew me away. And I was talking about this to somebody because they were so fascinated. And I was telling them about it. And their first reaction was this, did you feel discrimination or racism in any way? And I was like, no, I initially thought it was because that was the feeling that you got. Like for anybody, for any men in particularly, like white men in particularly that have daughters and are not involved, like all you got to do is go to a dancing recital, go to like girl events that are non-sports. So what I mean by that is taking her to a ballerina dance or opera or whatever it is, whatever she gets involved that's very feminine in nature, it's going to be all women around. You go as the only man in there and with your daughter, and you're going to feel that energy. If you're a single dad bringing your daughter to a birthday party, they're going to make you feel awkward, or they're not going to invite you at all. Okay? That's what I was telling her. She was laughing because we got to talking about the reality. Like, yeah, like you got to look out for the girls. You got to look out for the babies. You got to be protective of them. And I think we're in cahoots with that. But the difference that she was shocked about is that no one even gave me an opportunity to prove myself. It was a total shutdown. You're a fucking man. You have a dick. Don't be around us. Don't hang out with us. We don't want to be with you. I don't care how cool or nice, but I don't want you around me. You may hit on me. My husband doesn't want me around other men. I'm not comfortable with you being a parent. I don't trust you as a parent. All these different things that I feel were part of the equation of women that I would engage with just for the parenting perspective. Trust me, I don't want to fucking get to know your annoying ass. I don't want to deal with your small talk bullshit, right? I mean, it was like one of those things that I'm not here trying to engage, and there was just incident after incident after incident, and I just kept pushing through. I said, you know what? I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to push through and just be the good dad that I want to be because my daughter deserves it. And eventually, as time went on, I was able to meet one parent. One parent was able to see that, hey, a mom, I should say, hey, I see you getting involved with your daughter quite a bit. And I think that's cool. I think that's great. And I don't mind if the kids hang out. And now that's ends up being something that still goes on. And another parent saw me putting in work and talked to me about it. And what happens is, once one or two understand who you are and they see how you parent and they see your story and they understand that, hey, I'm not here trying to fuck you. I'm not here trying to be creepy. I'm just here trying to be a good dad involved because I don't have any other options. They're like, okay, we're going to vouch for you, dude. You know, we're going to vouch for you. You're a good dude. And from that moment, you come to the point where I'm at now, where I had a sleepover here with three little girls. And, you know, they had a fucking blast. It was hilarious to me just seeing the different personalities. And, you know, with girls, it's funny because they go up and down. Like guys, you know, boys, I'm sure they just run around, go crazy, and they get a little too rough. And one of them cries, and you got to go in there, okay, what's going on, buddy? You know, but with girls, it's total drama. It's total, like, one is trying to be bossy, the other one isn't, and then they feel a certain way about things, and you have to all sit them all down, and you have to have conversations, all this different shit. Like, that's what you got to do with kids. It's like, you got to, okay, what did you see? What was your perspective? What was your perspective? Okay, here's the deal. This is the life lesson here, you know? And so you have to do these things, and it was funny because I'm just the whole time just engaging. I'm like, you know, these are memories that these kids are going to remember forever. And I reflected back on the journey that I've had again, like I said earlier, and knowing, man, I've come a long way that I'm finally able to provide these experiences. And, you know, I for my daughter and for her to feel amazing, not feel like, okay, no one wants to hang out with me. You know, now it's like, no, everyone's, it's cool. Now parents are vouching for me. Like, I ended up going to another parent and going over their house and, you know, just kind of having conversations and stuff like that, because obviously, again, the new protocol these days is parents have to talk to one another to feel comfortable with their children being at their houses. Totally get it. And that's something that would never bother me, right? And I hope that this is something that's ongoing and positive momentum, because I was telling this to somebody when I purchased this house. They were questioning me on why, like, when I was, before buying a house, I was just going to stash the money and rent and just wait until the market simmered down. And I ended up getting, like, a very apartment, like, expensive in a way. And they were like, okay, why did you go to this apartment knowing that you can get stuff that's cheaper? And I had to explain to the man, I had to tell him, look, this is the deal. I know I can get something cheaper, but the problem is I have a daughter, okay? And I have a daughter that's going to want friends to come over. She's going to want people to come hang out and do things with her. And when a parent goes into a neighborhood, they have to feel a level of safety for their children to be in that community. And when you are going ahead and saying, yeah, I'm going to save a few hundred bucks because for the sake of maybe being around some people that may come across or not give a level of comfort, then it's worth it. And I think once I was explaining it to him, he understood. But of course, he didn't know because he's never been in the trenches like I've been. Like, what I tell this to people all the time, many men bestow those duties to their mom. You know, I've talked to a teacher before about this, and she said, you're right, that, you know, and people get pissed off at my generalizations, but I take the good with the bad with it. And I know that for men, we have really shitty reputations when it comes to how we are in parenting. No doubt about it. We deserve that fucking stigma. You know, we're fucking predators. We're fucking alpha beings. We're fucking crazy. Okay. So, but when you have a good one, you have to kind of say, okay, this is the exception to the rule. You know, like, I know all women are crazy. I think that this, that, and the third, but I know there's exceptions to that. A lot of them are taken, but I'm just saying that in general, you have a lot of things that, generalizations that are accurate. And I think with men, knowing that reality, that men are not involved in children's lives, you know, like when the teacher was telling me that many times, she'll have to talk to the mom. And then sometimes when the dad is top priority and the teacher's calling them about something, that guy goes, hey, listen, the mom handles that. Like, I don't really handle that. And of course, what do you think the impression is going to be of women knowing that when they talk as teachers, as moms, right, as just whatever title there is, that men just check out of being involved with their children, especially with their daughters. And I was telling that to her. I think with men, if they have boys, it's easier because they can go to a base. They can, so go ahead. Let's say, for example, I had a boy. And he was totally into baseball. Okay, well, you know that. That's going to be a lot of the boys out there. The dads are going to be out there fucking living vicariously through their kids, wishing they were the next fucking Barry Bonds or Mike Trout, right? And or basketball games, whatever it is. And they are able to build that network of dads, right? And of course, if they're good with the dad, then they get the green light for the moms to hang out with them or let them in or whatever it is. And that was what I was trying to explain to people that I didn't get. Because as raising a little girl, she's and as girly girl as she is, she was not into sports. She was not into anything that maybe I could have her there and have some dads that are involved, like volleyball or soccer or something like that. Basketball, nope. She not having any of that. None of it. And I'm like, okay, well, it is what it is, right? And I think for me, that's the reality of the situation, that you have these challenges of trying to have these kids intermingle, but there's challenges because of the stigma. And I totally get it. And I had to fight that. And now we're getting to this point now where it's finally getting to a good place. And I'm happy about it. And it's something that women just don't understand that. Like, mommy cult is real. And that's something that happens all the time. And it's understandable. It's understandable you want to protect your babies. But when you have a guy, especially for me, when you're single, when you have been just trying to do it on your own, and the women are shutting you down left and right because they're thinking that you're trying to infiltrate and trying to take over. And look, I don't care. I'm not egocentric. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm the other. It's more of the reality that I just want to be a good dad to my daughter. And it's a beautiful thing because she is so appreciative of that, knowing of the challenges that I've always had and knowing how difficult it is for me to have moms to feel entrusting in me for them to come over and stay and do the things, right? And for them to feel comfortable, for them to feel safe. It's a beautiful thing, man. People don't understand this, that I get so excited about it. And I was supposed to have this weekend that passed was supposed to be one where I was supposed to be unpacking. I still have unpacked boxes. And it's something for me that I value so much. And it's fucking crazy to me to think that this is like a proud moment for me because of the struggles that I've had with being able to set things up for her and knowing how challenging it is for men. And, you know, I think the only thing I could say for men is just quickly, if you're ever in a situation where you have a daughter or you have children that you're trying to socialize and you're not able to find outlets, you got to just go through your circle of influence and see if there's anybody in there. If you have a woman, if you have a cousin or sister, whatever, someone that can vouch for you being a safe dude. Because at the end of the day, that's the problem, right? I mean, that's the problem that you have, is that there are people out there that, for whatever reason, when they see you as a single man, they don't trust your motives. And for me, I know it's rare. And I, as time goes on, I realize how rare it's been for me, or to understand how rare it is to have a guy that is as involved as I am, as committed, as loving to the children's happiness as I am. There's not many out there that really go out of their way on all levels like I have. And I'm not trying to put that world's best dad on my label, but it's one that I'm happy my daughter sees the results. And I always tell this to people, and I'll leave with this, that no matter what anybody says, at the end of the day, it's all about how your kids perceive you. So no matter if the neighbors think I'm a good dad, if these moms think I'm a great dad, if these teachers think I'm a great dad, it doesn't matter. At the end, it has to be my daughter. It has to be your child that says, hey, you've been a good dad, man. You've been awesome, and I'm appreciative and so lucky to have you. And I think that's what that's what I strive for anyway, because I never had that. I could never, you know, I tell my dad, thank you for the life and thank you for you know, working and sacrificing for what you did for us. But at the end, I don't have that connection with him. And it's one of those things that I try, and I will still keep trying. I'm obviously a good dude, but that bond and that fondness that you have for family isn't there. And I tell that to people all the time. It's like, you know, she's my last hope as far as to feel that unconditional love that many people have within their family dynamics. And because it's something I've never truly experienced in my life. I've wanted to experience it. I wanted to have it, but it was never there. So needless to say, it's a very exciting, humbling, proud moment for me to be able to do these things for my daughter, to be able to host a sleepover and have the kids engaged, talk to them, feel comfortable with me, and to feel safe, and the parents to feel safe, and being able to partake in that world of being around your child and providing these opportunities. There's something beautiful about it. And for the men that really fucked up the stigma, I mean, I you guys are jerks, man. And you're missing out on a world where a part of you is out in this world and they're doing and finding their journey of life, and they're able to give you something that you haven't received before, which is unconditional love for somebody that looks up to you, somebody that gets so excited when they do something to make you happy, and get really sad when they feel that you've disappointed them or they disappointed you. And for the men out there, they just miss out on that adventure, miss out on that journey. It's one where I'll never be able to understand. That's why, like, I can never understand what my father did, what he did, because even though I was raised differently, I understood that I was going to break the cycle. So I don't have any sympathy for people that say that's all they knew. But if that's all you knew, and you knew that it traumatized you, and you knew that it did the damage that it did to you, why would you continue it? Why wouldn't you want to change it? Everything I've done in my life is the total opposite of what I experienced in my life. When it comes to how I parent, when it comes to how the decisions I made in life and the things I decided to do, it was because of my happiness and wanting to not be like these people that were in my life that neglected me and not wanted to appreciate me for who I was, instead of wanting me to become what they wanted me to become, right? And that's the beautiful thing of my daughter, and I love it. It's a very gratifying, and it's one of the most exciting things for me to see these moments, and for my ex-wife to even acknowledge it. She was like, "Hey, man, it's crazy because you were trying to do this for all these years," and I was like, "I know. I fucking know, and here I am. It's finally turning. It's finally getting to a place of good stuff, of being able to have these kids have these awesome experiences." May sort forever. Who's gotta get more clever?